You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, on Monday morning, the leader of the ACT Party, David Seymour, tweeted out the vaccine access code for Māori. This allows Māori people to receive the COVID-19 vaccine at whānau order locations without needing to book in advance. The code was sent by Māori health provider Te Whānau or Waiparea through email to its clients as part of a push to lift Māori vaccination rates that are less than two-thirds of the non-Māori vaccination rate. David Seymour has been put under scrutiny since tweeting this email. However, he stands by his tweet and believes that the access code divides New Zealanders against one another. Other politicians from the Māori and the Green parties disagree and say that this decision from David Seymour to tweet the access code has resulted in putting people's lives at risk. Sazi began by speaking with the Green Party's Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri to get her perspective on the tweet. She began by asking Dr. Kirikiri what her reaction was to David Seymour's tweet on Monday.
I was actually horrified when I got sent that. I'm not on Twitter myself, so I routinely get sent screenshots so I know kind of some of the key things going on. And I just thought, oh, so the lives of Māori people are a joke to you. He wants to use it to say, oh, this is race-based, but it's not at all. It's not at all.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he said that this access code racially categorizes citizens. What do you say to that statement?
I would say there's some basic differences between people from different demographics in this country. That's a fact. That's a fact anywhere around the world. And to say that we're all one people, we should all be equal, ignores the colonial history of this country, and it ignores the massive, massive disparities that exist within different parts of our community. And in this case, the health disparities of Māori and the inequity with which the vaccine rollout has already happened.
So, yeah, because what are some of the reasons why there is a lower vaccination rate among Māori?
When they were deciding to do the strategy, they consulted with apparently different Māori experts on this, but in particular, Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Urutā, which is run by Dr. Rawiri Jansen. And they said, if you do it by age, you are absolutely disadvantaging Māori because we die younger. And the research, which has only recently come out, shows that with COVID, with most health things that we experience, our risk is about 20 years older than our actual age. So what we get as 50s is what Pākehās will probably normally get when they're 70s. And whereas Pākehās will grow older, we will normally die younger. And so it doesn't matter usually what the disease is. If we get it, we experience it more severely. And there's several diseases where if we get it, we're more likely to die from it. Other people will recover. And so if you think about that 20-year gap, so when they're doing it in age groups, then we're waiting, it's another 20-year space until we get considered. And so what Māori see is this is rolling out in front of them, and they know right from the beginning this is a racist rollout. And they see that, and they watch it happening. Now, our government has been very happy to report that inside each of those age groups, our Māori people have been, once it gets finally to their turn, have been responding. But what we're finding is there's a massive group that, especially the 12 to 29 year group, where they're not responding much at all. And so our older people, they have been going and getting their vaccinations when they could. But now we're into the mass, and it's just, okay, all the Māoris, come on, let's come and do it. And people just say, I'm not sure if I want to engage with you at all.
So is there a bit of mistrust in the system? Or
there always has been. There always has been. This is a system, whether it's health, whether it's education, which has discriminated against us, and we have poorer outcomes. We do see that when it's Māori health providers, when marae are doing vaccinations, then we see much more uptake. And also all of those places, they were open to everybody. Everybody could walk in off the street, not just Māori. And that's the other thing I think that's really sad about Seymour giving out the code. there are multiple stations that are open for people. Lots of people have made bookings. They like the security a bit more of getting that idea, but lots of people just, okay, I think I'll do it today. I'll just go. And it's really sad, actually. I think it undermines our entire elimination strategy. It undermines our vaccination rollout. And it just says yet again that the ACT Party is not a party for Māori.
Yeah, because that was my next question. I was going to ask you if you think David Seymour's tweet will undermine efforts to lift vaccination rates among Māori.
I think that I'm very aware that many Māori, many people were offended by this action that he took. And then he doubled down on it. Many people said to him, please remove your tweet. Please apologise for this. And he falls back on that usual narrative that says, oh, it should be based on need, not race-based. The fact is, the need is because they're Māori, because we're Māori and Pacifica. So that is the need. And it's very clear in all the statistics, in every single health area, that is the need. And it's not a neoliberal framing that says every single individual is just a person, and therefore the fact that they belong to a particular race or identity doesn't mean anything. Actually, for most of us, it's everything. It's everything about who we are, and it informs how we live in this world. So we're not just individuals. We come from a whānau, we come from an iwi, we come from a marae, we come from this land. And so I hope it doesn't affect vaccination rates, because he's not part of the government. But some people who were a bit ambivalent before are just going to go, wow, that's ridiculous. That's embarrassing what's being said. I don't know if I can be bothered. And I really hope that people realise that that's not how the majority of us politicians think. And it's certainly not what the government's trying to do. We all need to get vaccinated to protect those who cannot, because there are many of our people, either because of they may have a disability or they may have some sort of breathing disorder, and long-term mask wearing and getting vaccinated is not the option. And the rest of us who can then, even though there are many of us with underlying health problems, so long as we all get vaccinated, we'll keep them and our children safe.
Yeah, I guess one more thing I could ask is just, why is it important to provide specific pathways for Māori and Pacifica people to have access to vaccinations?
Generally, Māori and Pacifica, we respond to things which are targeted to us. We want to see that we're actually valued, recognised for who we are, and we're not just part of some generic invite. And the reason that's important is we are routinely excluded, as we were with this rollout. If you start with the oldest people, we don't grow old. So it's a slap in the face for the fact that our people die young, to say, we're rolling it out to everyone, but not you, Māori and Pacifica, because we have to wait till the levels go down so that you can be included. So it would have been better to say, right, for the predominantly Pākehā people, we're going to go by ages, because there are so many of you, and this is the fact of how the demographics work. For Māori and Pacifica, we're going to start at the same time, and we're going to do something different. That would have worked. Now, the government and our providers are playing catch-up, and that's a key thing. Our marae and our Māori providers are now having to clean up the mess that government has created by rolling out in the way they did against expert Māori advice. Now, I support this rollout. I support our elimination strategy. I am thankful that I live in this country and the way that we're dealing with COVID, especially with Delta. But key decisions were made and they were wrong. And now we have to clean that up, and Māori and Pacifica have to step up, and we have to sort out and look after ourselves.
That was the Green Party's Dr. Elizabeth Kedikedi speaking with Sazi about David Seymour's tweet that displayed the Māori vaccine code.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.